much, you know, appreciate being able to just continue to build on the success you've had this month.
Yeah, that's the beauty of getting rhythm and routine and just being able to kind of roll off the bed. You know, it's kind of like a little the compound of just everything we've worked on throughout the year, just kind of seeing everything day off, but you know, it's, at the end of the day, it's on the next one. And, you know, continuing to work, continuing to focus on your goals.
Personally, it's kind of crazy to think that that game is for us to win. Like you don't know which way to do the business, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, is part of being a triple A and waiting for your shot is you know, you never know what's gonna happen, you never know how it's gonna happen. So you know, you look at this right now, you look at everything that's happened this year. That was my chance and that's the one you have to take away.
We've always known that splitter is going to be your weapon. What? How much better are your other weapons right now?
I think that's what complements the splitter a little bit. The splitter can be good, but if nothing else is working, it, you know, they don't really all play together. So I thought the curveball kind of set the table for everything else tonight. Being able to get ahead with a pitch like that, getting whiffs on it, being able to change speed with something that moves that much. That kind of set the table for the splitter to get later on. So that's, you know, that's how you build an arsenal for everything else.
You talked about the sinker and how Sean helped you with that. What about the cutter? When did you start using that more? Whose idea was that, or was it your own?
That was kind of a Wes McGuire down in Triple A. We kind of been throwing around throughout the year because I naturally cut my forces. So we started using it to let these as a pack fish create the ground balls. So I got up here in that Bristol game. Since I've been here, I haven't thrown a fortune. So I know it reads in the fortune that I would throw a fortune to work all better. So having a pitch like that, you know, you can throw down into lefties, you can throw up and into lefties, down the way to righties. But it's just something that looks very similar to the sinker. It goes the exact opposite way and it makes lefties really uncomfortable.
In the first inning, you had a stretch where you threw six straight balls. I mean, how did you go about trying to self-correct and sort of, you know, make the adjustment?
Yeah, I think you just got ahead of myself a little bit there. We knew this lineup was very aggressive. The game passed the game. You know, they're good at what they do. So I think I was kind of taking advantage of that a little too much. Just getting ahead of myself and, you know, being able to take a step back, relax, take a deep breath, and execute the pitch. You got a drumroll level play there and got it in.
How encouraging is it to know you can do that inside a circle?
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more confidence, definitely. So, you know, just being able to take a step back and realize, like, hey, let's actually do this here, let the defense work, and everything will fall.
How fun has it been to come up here? This has been the best 2-week stretch for the team all year, to be such an integral part of it as you can.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's kind of taken, you know, my one day a week and making the most of it, but also being able to sit back the day that I'm not throwing, being the dugout, being around these guys. I mean, it's just there's a lot of passion and a lot of dependence for this game. You know, they make sure that everyone knows it, and it, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. It makes the game a lot more fun for everyone here. So to be a part of that,
does it feel like it hasn't actually been 3 full weeks actually, but does it feel, how long ago does that feel since they called you and said that we're going to pick you up at 5 a.m.?
That's been like a little while here. About 2 months ago.
How cool have these weeks been since then?
It's been very good. A lot of learning. In fact, that's baseball itself, but to be here in this environment with a lot of veteran guys from the starting position side to the relievers, position players, and a lot of younger guys who are, you know, starting to step up and play really well, which is also really cool to do. So just having guys like that, getting the community back, just getting them play, and so stuff like that, like, this kind of brings the clubhouse together, and you play baseball.
And how much do you further appreciate, I asked you this question in Bristol, but appreciate that opportunity to spend months down there now with every passing start. I think you can know what you're leaning on stuff and pray large for stuff.
Yeah, and you learn to be really grateful for organization, and really grateful for opportunities no matter where they are. So it's, if it's AAA, if it's here, like whatever it is, an opportunity to play baseball. So when you take that and you run with it and take that and notice, and don't take that into your head.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.